This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, August 2nd. God's word to you today is, He is able. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 7, verse 8, and it says, "Don't stop pleading with the Lord our God to save us from the Philistines," they begged Samuel. Who do you turn to when your back is against the wall? You have been trusting God for financial fruitfulness. Then God presents you with options that are clearly not from God. But you say to yourself, after all, God will use somebody. Who do you turn to when your back is against the wall? You have been trusting God for the fruit of the womb, and then your colleague suggests you visit a native doctor. In some cases, they even tell you that because you're a Christian, you do not need to go. Just pay for the ritual. Who do you turn to when your back is against the wall? For everyone that has turned to anything or anyone apart from God, if you're listening to this today, I pray you repent. There is help for you today, and your shenanigans should not stand in the way of God's help for you. 1 Samuel 7 verse 9 says, "So Samuel took a young lamb and offered it to the Lord as a whole burnt offering. He pleaded with God to help Israel, and the Lord answered him." God will answer you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For everyone that is trusting God for fruitfulness in any area, fruitfulness will break forth in Jesus' name. Amen. For those who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb particularly, I believe that your help has come. Believe me, the word of God says that God answered Samuel. God will answer you too. Amen. One of my weaknesses as a person is that every time I pray, I always expect God to respond. Naive, right? Every time I pray, I actually expect an answer. I actually expect that the God of heaven and earth, the creator of the universe, will actually respond to me. I know it sounds foolish, but God wants you and I to be that foolish. God wants us to actually expect that He should respond when we pray. Most times, the problem is that we do not expect God to respond. We pray just so that it can be said that we prayed, but we really do not expect a response because in a lot of cases we have tried. But if you check scripture, Jesus says in John 14 verse 13, "You can ask for anything in my name and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it." How many things did Jesus say we can ask for? Anything. Perhaps we did not quite hear it the first time. Then Jesus repeats it. He says, "Yes, ask me for anything." I know it sounds too good to be true. You can bring any request to God in the name of Jesus, any request that will bring glory to God the Father. This means your request must be aligned with God's will for you, and you can be sure He will answer. Matthew 7 verse 8 says, "For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." Let us pray. Lord, let your kingdom come and let your perfect will be done in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.